Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is finally Friday, February 2nd. Hi, Danny.
Hi, everyone.
Good morning and welcome to the show, everyone. We have a great show waiting for you. We have a guest calling on the line. If you're into politics, you'll probably enjoy it. If not, you can go get a cup of coffee, come back. So I got some great response on you being on the show and everything. Everybody wants you to stay, so I think you will.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and not hating on me.
But not everybody's like that. I got an email, at least from one listener, who is not happy with the choice.
Okay. So
she thinks you're too disgusting and so forth and so forth and a disgrace to the show. And I thought, you know, I really always accommodate. I care about the listeners
and
everything.
You know what, that's probably...
But I told her, I'm sorry, I can't accommodate everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But the show is aiming to go back to its roots, which was more light entertainment rather than politics and heavy shit. You know, I'm not that into it. Although today we will have a political guest, and I think it'll be interesting. So stay tuned for that. He's going to call in a few minutes. And so I told her, I said, you know, I mean, I hate to lose you as a listener, but there's more people that enjoy this.
Bye, girl.
This, you know?
See you later, girl.
You see, that's the attitude you need, you know?
Yeah.
And because when you're in the public eye, there's a lot of haters,
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I get comments on my social media like every 2 minutes, basically, with hate. So
I know. It's like I've never seen anybody's social media like yours, you know? It's like I was looking at a couple of the posts. And I mean, you get like thousands of fucking comments.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, how do you have time to read all that?
I actually have so much time, and I just hit the block button on repeat. As soon as I see it's off to a nasty start, I'm just like, goodbye. See ya. I've actually had people make like fake pages after I've blocked them just to continue talking shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's like insane.
So people enjoy being trolls online,
right?
Oh,
yeah. It's like fun for them or something.
Right. They like to start up trouble and shit.
Yeah, like I'll definitely be on social media and like scroll down and see something. Like if a girl is like looking like a hot mess, I'll think in my head, oh, wow, like she shouldn't be wearing that. But I won't go to her page and leave a comment and say, hey, girl, you look awful today. But
so now tell me, is that more guys or girls that are haters?
I would say women and gay men.
Really?
Yeah, I've got 90% of my haters is gay men.
Really?
Yeah, it's usually a gay man talking crap.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why are they even concerned with you?
I have no idea. Well, the show.
I mean, I can see straight men attracted to you, everything, fascinated with you. Women maybe interested in what you wear, how you behave, things like that, you know?
And a lot of women are jealous, so they go to your page and they want to make you feel like shit.
Really?
Yeah, but they just get blocked. So I'm like, you just spent... Like, I have had people like write full-blown paragraphs on my page. And I'm just like, wow, you just took all that time to tell me how much you hate me, and I'm blocking you.
Right. And how can you hate somebody you don't even know, you know? It's not like you murdered someone. It's not like you did anything,
right.
You know? I mean, do you think some people grew to hate you from the reality shows you were on?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 110%.
Really? So you think sometimes you were not the popular character?
No, I've never been the popular character.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I
don't know. Because you know what it is? I have no filter.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first person to be like, so like I said, I'm not a fighter, but I run my mouth like I am one.
Right.
So people don't like that. It makes me laugh, though. If I could get paid to get under people's skin, I would be a millionaire.
Yeah. Huh? So you do that, too, you know?
so unfortunately, that person tuning in is probably another hater. But
probably.
She's going to still listen. I can promise you that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I really don't want to tell people off or anything. I hope you listen.
They will.
Continue to listen, and you'll see the show is going to be awesome. Because I know it will, because that's what I was looking for.
Right, and
you
I'm
know,
awesome.
Someone like you, so you fit the bill just fine, you know?
Oh, man. So before your show was like a little bit more political?
Well, look, when you look at the past 10 years, it's gone through so many different incarnations,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
That, it was always different because you have different dynamics and everything. And sometimes I didn't know really what I was getting into.
Right.
And then it turned out that, you know, she would be, one would be too confrontational, one would not show up on time, things like that, you know. So it always changed. But, no, it seemed like the past couple of years, it's been political, mainly because of the politics in this country.
Right.
Everybody's pretty stirred up and everything. And also because that's how it turned out, you know. So, but I've tired of it, you know. I have, I've had enough of this.
Right,
you know?
It's very boring.
There's so many people talking about politics that it's enough.
And it's like,
enough,
the same,
you know,
conversation on repeat. I just kind of zone out. So
yeah, and nobody's changing anybody's minds. That's what they don't understand.
Yeah, so like
you
can sit here and have a 4-hour debate, and at the end of it, everyone is going to feel exactly how they did at the beginning.
Exactly,
of the conversation.
Except hating each other more, probably. You know. So you know, I don't know what's going on.
Like your name is definitely not getting on the invite list after you have a political debate.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. You know. Nobody's popular, but at the same time, there's a lot of room for entertainment. That's how I originally envisioned the show.
Right.
You know, and that's the way it was in the beginning. I
People
mean,
love
very
to talk
raw.
About stuff that has nothing to do with their lives, which is entertainment, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, or hear what other people do and stuff. We have many listeners from out of the country wanting to know what's going on in L.A.
Right.
and Hollywood.
Isn't that so funny?
Yeah, they learn English from us. The funny thing is that I have, or used to, I don't know, I haven't heard from them in a while, but they made sort of like a fan group for me in Japan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess their teacher is an American, and he discovered me. So they started all listening to us, and he says, you know, we're learning English from you. I said, I can't fucking believe this. Half of Japan is going to walk around with an Israeli accent when they speak English.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool, though.
Yeah, so you know, it's changed, but I got to tell you, I think in the count, going back 10 years and stuff, there was only one host that was really wild.
Right.
Right? Her name was Susie. She was 24 at the time.
She was your co-host.
And she was my co-host for about a year or so. Mm-hmm. And then she traveled to Australia.
Yeah. Met a man.
Met a man from England and married him in Australia and moved there.
What the hell?
Yeah, now she's got two kids. She's happy. But
wait,
she was
she
a
lives
wild
in Australia
cracker.
Now?
Let me tell you, she was dynamite.
Really?
Yeah, and on radio, she was dynamite. And
is she doing
that's
radio
what I'm
still?
Saying. No, she just did that because she didn't have anything else to do at the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, no, she really
So what
loved
is she doing
it.
With her
and
life?
And we did 2 hours every day, too. But what's that?
What is she doing with her life? She's just a mom
well,
now?
That's what, yeah, she's a mom.
So that man just came in and just changed her whole life.
Yeah,
being.
He was like the scuba diving guide or something there.
So they live in Australia or they live
in
London?
Yeah, in Australia.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could ever, like, move across the country for someone.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
You mean across the world in this
I mean,
case.
Yeah, not even the country.
Right.
Move to a different
city.
Move to a different country.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm, like, way too close. Unless you're bringing my twin sister and her kid along, like, I ain't going.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm not. I don't even like being in Los Angeles when she's in Boston, let alone, hey, Gabby, I met a man. I'm moving to Australia.
Yeah.
Never happening, ever.
No, huh?
I love the Australian accent, though. It's kind of sexy.
Yeah. But you got to give L.A. a chance, you know. I mean, nobody can come here and after 6 months or...
8 months.
Yeah, sometimes even 6 years.
Oh, God,
you know,
no.
It
I'll
takes
be almost
a while.
40.
Well, look, it takes a while. I'm not saying it's going to take you 6 years. I don't think it will. I'm just saying that people expect things to happen overnight.
Right.
And they don't.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking to myself last night about how I've always expected, like, for everything in my life just to be handed to me with no hard work.
Really?
Yeah.
You've expected that?
Yeah, my whole life.
At what point did you discover it's not going to work?
Probably when I lost all my money.
Really?
That's probably when I realized it. But yeah, my whole life I've always had like an attitude where I'm like, yeah, this is just going to work out because like I deserve it. But
right.
Not because I did any hard work to get it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to switch that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Try to be a better person, you guys.
Well, no, look, it's also the generation, I got to tell you, you know, because I see... you're a millennial, right?
Yeah.
And
am I?
Yeah, that's what I think.
If I'm almost 30?
Yeah, still, you're a millennial.
Okay.
And because you were born in the 90s, right?
No.
Or 89? 88, okay.
So
you're going to be 30. But yeah, that's the generation. You grew up in the 90s.
Right.
You know? And I hear this. I talk to other parents. I talk to other people at the generation, my kids. And I realize that, yeah, you guys think things are just going to happen.
Yeah, literally, we're lazy too. We're just like, no, not today. Maybe
but
tomorrow.
I wouldn't generalize about everybody. You know, I mean, you see a lot of people very young already, they know what they want to do with their lives.
Right.
It doesn't make them a better person. No. Everybody does it at a different stage, you know?
Right. And I feel like there's a lot of people still at my age that still have no clue what the hell they want to do with their lives.
Right.
Like, I kind of know what I want to do, but I still don't know what I want to do. And I'm almost 30. So.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's the thing is that there's no given time, you know, where you finally decide what you want to do. And besides, you know, in today's world, people change their career 4 or 5 times during their life.
I know. Isn't that so crazy?
Yeah, you know. It's
but then
not
there's
like
other people that'll go, that'll like literally at like age 10 be like, I'm going to be a lawyer. And then they literally will go to law school and
exactly.
become a lawyer.
And it happens.
But I wonder if they're like actually really happy though.
Well, you never know. Some are not, you know, but at least they know what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But some people think they know what they want to do, and then they don't stay lawyers. And I know many of those, too.
And can you imagine being that much debt and not staying with it?
Yeah.
That's wild.
That's another thing.
School should be for free. I just don't understand.
But who's going to pay for it?
What do you mean?
Who's going to pay for it? Somebody's got to.
You know what I was thinking, since we're going to talk about politics today, is money is just printed paper.
Okay.
Like, so why can't everyone just have printed paper?
Because at that point, it doesn't have any value. It has to be scarce.
Okay, but...
Like think
even
of
if
diamonds.
College was free...
Yeah.
Like, what does it have... Like, it's like...
No, but someone has to pay for the teachers.
Yeah, the government should, because they have
printed
paper. Okay,
so where does the government get the money?
From a printing machine
No, you can't just do that, because then money will have no value.
Money has no value right now,
no,
really.
It does. It does. Okay, we use it as a means of trade, and that's how it works,
okay,
you know?
Okay, but really, like...
It's rather than you giving me 4 goats for my 1 horse or my...
Is that a good trade? I feel like that's not a good trade.
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking of something really weird. So I think if you do that, then it's not going to work. So we use money instead as an exchange.
Like, I'm like $50,000 in debt from going to college and doing absolutely nothing with my degree.
Right.
So it's like,
so why did
point?
You do it?
Because my parents made me. Thanks so much, Mom and Dad.
So your parents made you go into debt like that?
No, they made me go to college.
Right. But who decided to get into debt?
What do you mean?
Who decided to borrow all that money? Was it you or your parents?
Well, I mean, you have no choice but to borrow that much money.
Of course you have a choice, because you don't have to go to an expensive school and spend all that money.
Mine wasn't
even expensive.
College.
No, I know, but still, you know, I mean, the kids take loans, and I think that's the worst thing, because
it's horrible.
You get out of college and you're full of debt from the beginning.
And the interest rate after you get out of college and you're not paying back your loans is ridiculous.
Right.
I think I have like $20,000 in interest alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, but that's the thing. That's one thing that the kids, when they go to college, they don't realize this is going to have to be paid for.
Yeah.
You know?
No one thinks about that when you go to college.
No.
And then
so,
one book so for history class is $150.
I don't think they should authorize anybody under 25 to get a student loan.
No, I don't.
Because
think so.
They don't understand the ramifications of it.
But they want people to be screwed. It helps them.
Who's they?
Whoever does like the loaning out, whatever it's called.
The lenders, okay. Gotcha. All right, so you're not saying the schools, but the lenders.
Yeah, they want people to get into debt.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you get hit with interest, it's better for them.
Yeah, but if you don't pay it off, then they don't make
any money. I
haven't
paid my student loans in so long. Oh, I'm just letting it sit there. Like, y'all going to be billing me till I die. Basically.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Eventually, you'll have to file for bankruptcy.
Oh, my God.
And it'll sit you back and all this shit, you know?
Well, Donald Trump filed for bankruptcy like 20 times, I believe.
Okay, but he's Donald Trump.
I know.
Okay,
so
he's
unfair.
Always got money.
And his hair sucks.
But enough with the being fair, you know? I mean, your generation wants fair. Life is not fair. Life is about what you do with it, you
know?
Yeah,
that's true.
And that's the thing, you know? I'll teach you a lesson or two. You'll see. At least you're open to learning, you know? And that's what I like, because there's people that are like totally... like they have their walls up and they don't listen to anything, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And they keep repeating the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. My contention is that when you take student loans, it's by choice. Nobody forces you to do it.
Right.
So you're borrowing a lot of money by choice at an age where you don't understand what it means to have that debt over your head for your whole life.
Right. So my sister dropped out of college and she has like no student loans left. And I'm like, damn. I wish I was on that wavelength with you, girl.
Yeah, right.
So she made a choice. She was like, I'm not paying. She goes, I don't like school. I don't want to pay this much money for shit I don't like to do.
She dropped out. There you go. That's the way to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Call me
old fashioned. Did your kids go to college?
Yeah. My son is still in college in his last semester now. And he's going to go, he's taking biochemistry.
Okay.
Which I don't even know what the fuck it means.
Me neither, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he
wants to be a scientist?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay,
yeah,
like
yeah.
work for NASA or something.
Probably
crazy.
Work with pharmaceuticals, things like that.
Okay,
probably.
Yeah. So he could get paid a lot of money, though, if he does pharmaceuticals.
He will.
Yeah.
Whatever he does, he'll make a lot of money, I know.
Right.
But that's not the point. The point that I guess it does interest him, you
right.
know?
Right. What about
that's
your daughter?
That's one thing. Another thing is... Well, we'll get to her in a minute, but the one thing about college is, look at me, for example. I didn't want to take loans. So what I did is I went to a local university, to Cal State Northridge here. I think I got pretty good friggin' education.
Right.
And I barely had to spend anything. I lived, I already had a place
to
live.
So you went to like a community college?
No. I did go to Pierce College for 2 years, but I went to a four-year university.
Right.
It's Cal State Northridge, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it's right here. And it's a pretty good school. It's not UCLA.
Did you have to pay for housing or you had your own school?
No, because I had my own apartment.
Yeah, housing
stuff.
Gets you.
Because, yeah, but you got to work and live.
Right.
And then comes school in my, because if you can't survive, how can you go to school?
I agree.
You know?
I agree. So but it's so hard to like work while you have school.
I understand, but I did it and a lot of people do it.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard, but it's possible.
Yeah.
So it might take you a little longer to finish school, but listen, who's going to pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. People don't understand. The reality is somebody has to pay for your life.
Now they have online classes where you can just like be at home and Google all the answers.
Yeah.
Like literally you can take a test and have another computer open Googling all the answers. Like,
I don't know what schools those are, but if any of them were accredited. But no, I went to a pretty good reputation school. And you know what? Look, I've used everything that I've learned or much of it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it helped. It wasn't a waste of time.
Do you think that
I didn't need to be in a fancy school in order to do what I want to do in my life.
Right, yeah. I mean, fancy schools is more like Harvard or Yale, and that's for people just to say, I went to Harvard.
Well, if you have to take like tens of thousands of dollars in loans, then the school is too fancy.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Right. Like, there's no need for it to be $150,000 a year to go to school.
No, it really doesn't. That's what I'm saying. It didn't cost me, other than textbooks and tuition, and this was a state university, so it wasn't as expensive as some other schools.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you go to USC, man, they stick it to you big time. So
University
only
of Southern
people.
California?
Yeah. So
everyone wants to go there, huh?
Right. But it's a private school and you pay through the ass. So only very rich people can go there.
Yeah. I think people want to go there for the lifestyle, probably.
For the reputation.
Yeah. For like the party.
Yeah.
For the socializing, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just because it's... people know you've got money if you go there.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
UCLA is a lot like it, but different. I mean, UCLA
that's not private, though, right?
No, it's not private. But USC is. And it's ridiculous what they charge people. So if you choose to go to USC, and you need to live with the consequences of having to pay that.
No, thank you.
Right?
Be smart out there, kids. It's a hard world when you get out of college.
Right.
There's so many people and not enough jobs.
Right.
You don't want to not be able to pay your debt back.
Yeah, I know.
If my kids ever look at me and say, hey, Mom, I don't want to go to college, I'm going to say, okay, cool. What do you want to do then? I'm not going to make them go.
Wow.
You can just read a book.
Yeah.
Read a book like you do every night before you go to bed.
Yeah, right?
Bill Gates didn't go to college. Who else?
He dropped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all these people that have billions and billions of dollars and are super smart, most of them didn't go to college.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So what's the point?
Yeah, yeah.
Unless, of course, you want to be a doctor or a lawyer and you have to go for 8 years.
Yeah.
Which I think is ridiculous. They should get it down to like 2 years.
Right, but you want somebody to really know what the fuck they're doing.
I know, especially when it comes to to working on my body. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I just realized? Somebody tried to call here 4 times, but that was an hour ago. So, and I'm wondering why our guest is not calling in. And now I'm thinking because of the time difference, they probably called an hour earlier and nobody answered.
Well, so we might not have a guest today, then.
We may not have a guest today, folks. But we'll obviously find a lot of stuff to talk about. The amazing thing is if you go on, you got to see this because, on CNN.com, on the front page, they're showing you the father of 3 gymnasts that were...
beating the crap.
That were assaulted by Nassar.
Larry Nassar, yeah.
Right. And he lunged at him in the courthouse, knocked him down, and then the bailiffs and shit knocked him down to the floor. But they keep showing a repeat of this, and it's like a GIF or something.
You know what?
It's amazing.
It amazes me that he assaulted that many women.
150.
And it's just coming out now, because I'm sorry, if I get assaulted by anyone, I'm telling my dad, I'm telling my uncle, I'm telling my brother, I'm calling the president.
Right.
Like, everyone's gonna motherfucking know.
Yeah, but it's your age. What if you were like 14, 15, 16?
It doesn't
16,
matter. I feel like it's how your parents raise you. Like, if even at 14, if someone put hands on me that was inappropriate, everybody's gonna know. But like, how is 150 friggin' people not raised to speak up? It just doesn't make any sense to
me.
So every single one of you, your parents had no idea that all of a sudden you came back from an appointment and you're acting fucked up.
Right.
Because after you get sexually assaulted, you're not normal. Have you seen Law & Order SVU?
Right.
Those little kids are messed up.
After something like that.
Yeah. So no parents.
You murder the
soul.
No
parent realized that their kid is acting gothic now and listening to crazy music and doing bad in school. Like, not one parent
noticed. So how do you explain that? Because obviously they had to approve this, right? I mean, if he's like going, he's going to...
I mean, he's definitely a creep. You can tell he's a creep. He definitely assaulted women. 150? I'm just like, is it really 150?
Oh, you know what I think it is? 150 claims. Maybe 150 times. But maybe with some, he did it like 10 times.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's
so that could be an explanation, too. But can you imagine? And I can't imagine, though, that they would keep going back 10 times if they were assaulted,
So, like, I was watching a video of one of the women that was crying. She's older now, obviously.
Right.
She was crying and was like, "You told me that I was just not comfortable with your medical procedure." Because I guess he was, like, going in with his hard penis and, like, pricking them.
Wow.
And he said it was, like, a medical procedure.
Really?
I'm sorry. How does that happen more than once, though?
Right.
It should never happen to begin with, because that's he's dealing with minors. So every parent should be in the room when there's a doctor and a minor. Am I wrong here? That was way back when.
And not only that, I think today in every doctor's room, there has to be
another
person, right?
Yeah, so like every time I go to get my physical and I want my doctor to check like my breast for like lumps or something, he's like, "Please hold," and he'll go and get a nurse so I can't be like, "He assaulted me, he grabbed my breast."
Yeah, oh wow. Listen, I think our guest is calling in now, so let's go ahead and be glad that we were able to connect. Okay, they just disconnected. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it's disconnected right now?
Yeah, I came to answer it and it was disconnected. So he'll probably call right back. We're going to be talking to Brian Trasher. He's a best-selling author, public speaker, entrepreneur, and governmental relations professional from New Orleans. And, I bet you most of your followers maybe don't care, but we'll see. I mean, he's got a book talking about law and things like that. That's interesting to me, you know. But then again, everything's interesting to me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So you'll just follow.
I'm like, I'll just follow your lead.
Exactly.
Because I'm a millennial. Political stuff is just not.
Not for you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I hear people arguing about it, I'm just like, what are you guys talking? Like, what are you guys talking about?
Like your mind goes numb or something.
Right. And when it's like people that are Trump versus people that aren't Trump, I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Right.
Here we go.
Everybody's throat, And there's enough conversation going on there and name calling and shit that we need to get into it too. But I think he's got different angles on it. I always like insider's view.
So wait, what is his, what happening? Does he have to do with Trump?
I don't know. We're
just so
find
the listeners know.
I think he was part of the campaign, but we'll find out from him exactly what he
was. Have you ever seen that movie, Definitely Maybe?
No.
So he was like this guy that worked on campaigns in the movie, and I always wondered after seeing it, how the hell does anyone want to do that?
Right.
Like work on a campaign, like get people to sit down at the dinner, like you have to call and try to make a sale, like, hey, it's $10,000 per plate. Do you want to sit down? No, I absolutely do not want to sit down for $10,000 a plate. Right. You know what you could do for $10,000?
That's true.
Besides sit down and listen to some political bullshit.
But
anyways, excited to talk to our guests.
Nothing, right? I mean, think about it. Can you imagine that for some people, $10,000 a plate is nothing?
Nothing. It's like $10 at Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
I need to get on that level.
Yeah, well, you need to find the right path first. Which way takes me to the top of the mountain of the money heap?
See, I don't want to be that rich, but I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to have to like worry about like putting my kids through daycare or like going food shopping.
Okay, so work towards that and you'll achieve that.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't need to be like, I've never had designer stuff. I mean, I think it's beautiful, like Louis Vuitton bags and all that. But like, I mean, I don't know if even if I was rich, I could get myself to buy a $3,000 bag.
Yeah, right?
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, so you're not into the brands and the labels
and
all that
shit. No, not at all. No.
Nope. Yeah, yeah. You might be if you had a lot of money.
That's
what
I always have this debate with everyone. They're like, yeah, but if you had the money.
Right. That's why they call it conspicuous consumption in economics. That's when people start buying shit that they don't really need,
right?
Because they have a lot of money.
But have you ever noticed that every single person that's ever won the lottery, some bad shit has happened to them? Like, it's
true.
Literally, they commit
but
suicide.
Also, you know, ironically, I think in reality shows too, if you notice how many people broke up after their lives were, you know, like
filmed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like Ozzy Osbourne, right? And
right.
Then there was, I remember, Danny Bonaducci.
But he was cheating, so.
Danny Bonaducci and his wife and what's his name? I keep forgetting. Gretchen Bonaducci.
Gretchen? I have no idea who either one of those people
are. Yeah, well, Danny Bonaducci was, I know. let me ask you this. Have you heard of the Partridge Family?
Like Partridge in a Pear Tree?
No. Like in the song I Think I Love You, David Cassidy just died recently.
I know who that is.
Okay, so he was in a group called the Partridge Family.
No clue. That's very old school.
Right. So his brother on the show was Danny Bonaducci, and then he became like a bad boy, started being on hosting his own radio shows around the country.
Oh, really?
And
him and his wife split up?
Yeah, so after they did a show on them.
Yeah, if my sister was on Marriage Boot Camp, it's like where they take like reality star couples and they put them on there. And so many people break up after that.
Right, yeah.
Like her and her baby daddy don't even speak anymore.
Right, you know. And then you have new couples like on The Bachelor and stuff. They
go on
start
there.
On the show.
Yeah.
And they don't last, you know. But
well, you know, I always wonder because I actually want to sign up for The Bachelor. I know I wouldn't make it far because I'm black, number one. And two, I'm covered in tattoos. And let's be serious. It's usually a white woman or a white man that wins those shows. But I always wanted to go on and like, because I feel like it'd be cool to fall in love in that type of situation.
Yeah.
But I always wondered, like, what happens when you're in a situation like that where you're going on these like amazing dates and like getting to know someone on a level that isn't really their life, and then you leave the show and then all of a sudden you're dating and it's just like you two with your regular jobs and your regular life. No fancy dinner, no helicopter rides, no yacht boats. Like, what happens when all that's taken out of the picture? Do you still love each other?
Right.
Or?
Exactly. You know, and besides, who falls in love in front of people, you know?
I would.
Yeah?
Sign me up, boss.
You think so? Okay.
For sure.
So would you be the bachelorette or would you want to be one of the contestants?
You probably have to be a contestant before you're a bachelorette.
Oh, really?
Sucks. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They pick a loser from The Bachelor.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, hey, you weren't good for The Bachelor, but let's go ahead. We're going to sign you up with these like 40 men.
Wow.
And knock them off.
So it's like, you see, that's another Hollywood fantasy where like the man is desired by all these
beautiful women.
But in
real life,
one of them will get it.
Yeah,
but
then in real life, is this guy ever really going to get looked
exactly.
at like this?
Not only that, but it works the opposite way. It's the women that have a lot to choose from.
Right.
Not the guys.
No, that's very false.
Why?
I feel like for every dude, there's at least 10 hot women. That's why it's so hard for people to stay loyal in Los Angeles.
But I think it goes both ways.
No.
No, because let me tell you
why. Because so many men out here are gay.
No, but let me tell you. The thing is this. Look, for example, on a dating app, right?
Right.
What happens is I don't know why they're not calling back. I have a feeling that's not the guest that was just calling. They may be.
Is your number on the website? Can people just call?
Yeah, people can call. I'm not giving it out because I don't want people to call.
We should do like every Friday where
if you guys want to call in, but I don't.
Well, no, like once a week we should do it where people call and they ask us for advice.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
All right, so you get two follows to call in.
Yeah, we'll do that next week. We should do it like midweek, like every Wednesday. Hey, it's the middle of the week. Does your life suck? We'll give you some advice.
Exactly. We'll be the honor psychologist, right?
I don't think that guy's going to call, though. Maybe he doesn't want to talk about his book today.
Yeah, either that or I pissed him off because they pissed me off.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, his book is called Sausage and...
Laws and Sausage.
I really wanted to ask him about the title, so I'm disappointed he's
not
calling.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll rearrange it if it didn't happen today.
Right.
That's fine.
But you were talking about dating apps, so let's go back.
Right. So on the dating apps, for example, if you're a woman...
Right.
You get a lot of... Oh, we got a phone call. I know who that is. So let's hold that thought for a second, okay? Because this is a friend of the show calling in. Go ahead. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Casey.
Hey, Casey. Good morning. Casey is a friend.
Yeah, I just wanted to react to the comment that the men are in control today, which is BS. It's a woman's world. In the dating field, especially with social media. Because men are the hunters. You post your pictures with your boobs and stuff, and you got 200 men on
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Everybody comes to you.
If a man posts a picture, he'll get a like from his mom, his cousin, and maybe like three women.
Well, it depends how many followers you have, babe, because that's not true.
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, like, I hate to say this and sound horrible, but if you're like a regular guy... And you don't have that many followers? Yeah, maybe you're getting a like from your mom or like your sister. But if you're like,
what is a regular?
So if you have a lot of followers on Instagram and you're a hot dude, I will promise you, girls are sliding in your DMs. It's not the other way around. It's equal.
It's the numbers though. So you got to understand. You said there's 10 hot girls for every guy, which is true.
Yeah, that's why you guys aren't loyal.
These 10 hot girls have 100 guys for each one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 100 guys that probably don't have the balls to talk to us.
But it's okay. But you get to choose.
They do it through social media, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, not in person. I was telling Sam earlier this week. I go out and I get stared at all the time, and no one will ever say anything to me. Like, not a single person will ever come up to me and say, "Hey, I saw you from across the room."
That's weird, right?
That's I don't know.
I thought
you'd
be like harassed all the time.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you look tough to them.
I know. I definitely have a resting bitch face, so that probably doesn't help. But still.
Oh no.
So Casey, have you like not gone on a date in a while? Because you sound pretty upset about this.
I'll go on plenty of dates.
Okay, yeah. So then see what I mean? You just said I've gone on plenty of dates with the same person.
Yeah, but I'm different,
women.
Though. I have a different style, so it's like I don't get caught up in what... You know what I'm saying? I'm not a person who's going to go meet someone online anyway. I'm more likely to meet someone face-to-face because I don't do social...
You don't have Snapchat or IG?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No, he's a very social guy, so he goes out and meets people.
Yeah, I mean, I always because people always tell me to like sign up for Bumble or Match because I haven't gone on a date since 2016. But I'd rather meet someone organically than meet them online. Plus, you just never know who you're talking to. Like, people could be serious.
Yeah, I mean, I know guys who do Tinder and they're like, it's the greatest shit ever. Like, they want me to do
well,
it.
Well, Tinder's
like,
a sex app, so I don't recommend anyone who wants to be in a serious relationship to get Tinder.
Well, but that's for the younger crowds. It's like that. For the older crowd, you don't get that hookup.
Yeah, and the Bumble woman has to engage the conversation first.
Right, which is cool, I think, because then they get to choose. They don't have to be bombarded with a million messages from guys they don't want.
Well, you can't get a message from a guy unless you match with him.
Right.
So, I mean, she obviously wants a message.
Right, but...
I got Bumble for friends because I want girlfriends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you
cool.
can use it for friends.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
But I wonder if any of the people on there are like fake. Like they're really guys on girls' profiles. Like,
probably,
yeah, meet me at the movie theater.
Yeah, right. We'll talk to them on the phone first. Find out they're not making up a girl's voice or something.
Oh, true. Good point. I didn't think of that.
Wow. So is Tinder still like the good app to go to for millennials, let's say?
I don't use Tinder at all. I'm not a Tinder. I don't recommend it. I don't suggest it. I think it's actually like a sleazy, disgusting website. And if right. I ever date someone and I go to his phone, he has Tinder, I'm going to stop talking to you.
Wow, there you go.
Really?
Casey,
yeah, 110%.
Go ahead and delete it quickly, Casey.
Shit.
Like, I'm not interested whatsoever. Like, my ex-boyfriend who lives, he was living in New York City, and I was driving down, like, every other weekend, basically. So eight from Boston. So 8 hours on
from
the road.
From Boston to New York?
Yeah, so like 8 hours on the road.
You're
every
a good
weekend.
Girl.
And I found out this dude had Tinder, lied about his age on it, and was like hooking up with half of New York. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, for sure.
Yeah, wow. Well,
and it's kind of insulting if you think about it. Like, swipe left if you think I'm ugly, or swipe right if you think I'm not. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's
I swipe left to swipe right in real life anyway, so I don't need to go on the app.
I mean, that's good for you, Casey. Where do you go to meet people?
It's weird. I don't, you know, if I see someone, I'll talk to them. I'll approach them. I'm not one of those guys who's going to sit back and wish
right.
and hope.
Right.
Right.
You know.
You're not like a creepy approacher, though, right?
I don't know what a creepy approacher is.
Like, there's so I feel like the only guys that actually do have the courage to say something, you know, come like do it in a very creepy manner, and I'm like, oh
well,
man.
Yeah, I worked in the fashion industry for 6 years. I always approach with like their style or whatever they're wearing, and I compliment their color or the color story they're wearing. And
so I would question your sexuality.
Well.
Well,
I would question your sexuality.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, if I'm going to be real with you.
If I come up to you and talk to you and I show that I'm attracted to you, you still going to question my sexuality?
Yeah, if you like came up to me and the conversation starter was like how awesome my shoes were, I'm going to automatically think you're just going to be like my gay best friend.
Oh, no. Well, that hasn't happened to me yet, but I'll watch out for that.
Well, I'm just giving you my
there
opinion.
You go. Yeah,
I'm not
you
like get... every woman. I'm not like every woman, but
you
that's what I would be thinking.
I think when women see me, I don't have that. I don't give off that vibe. That's why they trip off me when I talk to them, because usually I look like this really streety hip-hop dude, like, and then I'm talking to them about, hey, you know, I love that cut. It's the cut of jean or whatever, you know.
So are you a designer?
Huh?
Are you a designer or a stylist, or what do you do?
Well, my sister was a designer. I just took care of everything. The background, all the materials and all that stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I was in the drawing room with her, so I understand what she was doing.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I could.
Are you black?
Yeah.
I can tell by your voice. Isn't that funny?
You don't know who I am.
Do you know who that is?
Who I am.
She didn't realize who it is. That's right, because you just said Casey, but I didn't really get a chance to introduce you.
It's Casey from downstairs in the garage.
From downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, what
so
do you think?
Funny.
Do you think he's black or what?
That
no, he sounds black.
Funny.
Of course.
It's funny. People always get like offended when I ask that question. I'm like, no, but you could tell almost when you're talking to a black man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's,
sometimes,
it's funny, though. A lot of my friends tell me I'm the whitest black dude they've ever met in their life, just because I surf, I do all types of different stuff. I'm not your typical brother, but
that's
you
true.
Know,
that's
right.
true.
I can switch it on. Yeah. I like the fact that I can blend in anywhere.
Yes,
yeah.
And you can,
yeah.
And people love you for that, you know. And Casey, so your background is Jamaican, right?
Yeah, I was born in Jamaica.
Yeah, you see, that's
I lived
cool.
there till I was eight.
And you know...
And I'm very in touch with my culture, so, you know, I go to New York for... I don't go to Jamaica as much anymore. I haven't been back since 2006.
I've never been to Jamaica.
Huh?
I've never been to Jamaica.
Oh, it's far.
And I've never had Jamaican food either.
What?
Ever in my
life. I'm
going
to take you to We Jammin'.
Yeah.
On Pico and La Brea.
What's it called? We Jammin'?
Oh, wow.
We Jammin'.
I've never heard.
It's the best Jamaican cuisine in L.A.
Is there any Haitian food in L.A.?
It's a sprinkle. It's not a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very low percentage, but they're out here. But hey, beautiful people, I got to step away.
Thank you, Casey. Thank you for calling in.
Bye, Casey.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, Casey's a friend of the show. He works here at the building, and... I thought when he said Casey, you'd know who it was, but I guess he didn't put two and two together.
No, I thought
right?
it was just like somebody calling in.
Yeah, no.
I'm an idiot, though, so it's fine. I'm a wicked slow. It takes me forever to, like...
I don't think you would be here if you were an idiot.
Semi. I'm a smart idiot. Oh, man. Whoa. So our guest still hasn't called in, guys.
No, they haven't called, and I think I know why. And if that's the reason, then I'm happy, you know? I'll be more clear about it, you know? Because I don't know if that's the case. I don't want to badmouth anybody.
Right.
What if they got
the
time wrong?
Yeah, because you did have four missed calls.
Right. You know, and it says they were an hour ago. So that had to have been, they probably thought it was 9:15 instead of 10:15. So, yeah.
He's on the East Coast?
Just because we don't connect with a guest, I don't go and badmouth them until I know what's going on. Because sometimes things happen all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
can't predict life.
Right, but at least we give him a shout out. Again, his name is Brian Trasher, and the book is Laws and Sausage. If you guys want to check it out and see what's going on there, I did want to tell you. Mm-hmm. If I sound like I'm slurring a little bit this morning, it's because I was slurring last night my words, and you know why? Let me tell you this. I'm known to
You need to get that checked out.
I need to be... why?
It's a really bad sign if you start slurring your words. Dead ass.
No, but you have to understand why.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to explain, first of all. I don't drink. I rarely drink, right. So it's not like I was drunk or anything.
Okay.
All right. But I do smoke weed.
Yeah.
And I eat edibles. So I make my own edibles now. And
brownies,
amazing,
gummies,
cookies,
okay,
and they're very strong.
Yeah,
so I take one cookie and it keeps me going for a few hours nicely.
Right,
I'm not high; I'm just feeling good. Right.
Right.
So last night I'm like eating a cookie, and as I'm doing this, I'm doing shit on my phone. Right, so involved into it. Finally, I look down. I see I'd had two cookies.
Oh my god!
Now they were both gone.
No.
I said, I just fucking ate two cookies, and I still can't believe that I did.
Right.
Without even noticing. Man, I was high. I was high. I don't get high that easily anymore. I just feel good, you know?
I can't do
when
edibles.
When I smoke weed. Yeah.
I did it once in Laguna Beach, actually. I went to a party, and I smoked out of a bong.
Right.
And I was like, I'm starving. I was so hungry after I smoked, and I looked at the guy who was having the party. I go, where's their food? He goes, in the kitchen. And I hate chocolate. I absolutely hate chocolate. I won't eat chocolate anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Except for Butterfingers. It's weird.
Yeah.
And the only thing he had in his kitchen was this tray of brownies. But I was so fucking hungry. I was like, right. I'm going to eat this tray of, like, some of this brownie. So I ended up eating, like, half the tray, okay?
Wow.
So he comes into the kitchen and he starts swearing, freaking out, asking who ate half the fucking brownies.
Wow.
And I was like, you told me to eat. I was hungry.
Yeah.
And he looks at me. He goes, you're about to be messed up. It was edibles.
Wow.
I called my family, my sister, everyone that night. I was like, I'm dying. I'm
Did
not
you
making
freak
it.
Out?
Freaked out.
Yeah.
It was like the worst experience I've ever had in
my
life.
So you see, if you had that, then you'd probably never want to get near marijuana again. But let me tell you, it's the same thing. People go, yeah, that's the experience I had, so I'm not touching it. The thing is this, look, what if I give you alcohol and I said, drink a whole six-pack for the first time in your life?
But who would do that?
No, but that's what you did.
But I didn't know.
No, okay, but what I'm saying
is, it
should turn you off to weed, though. That's what I'm saying.
No, I like to smoke weed regularly.
Right,
like,
but even
in a
to
joint.
Edibles, though.
No, never no. again.
Yeah,
ever.
You don't have to. I mean, as joint is still the best way to
it's like when you
experience
when you
it,
eat
you know?
Weed, it's like a body high as opposed to like having like a mind high. I'd rather.
Well, it's also mind. It depends. Look, it depends how it affects you and what weed you put in there too.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter.
On that note of edibles and drinking, what are your plans for the Super Bowl?
My plans for the Super Bowl is to drink and be. And be high. No, not really. I don't know if I'm going to even watch it.
Wait, not even for Justin Timberlake's halftime performance?
No, and not for Pink's singing of the national anthem.
Oh, I didn't even know she was singing the national anthem. So on that note, there was a picture that surfaced on the internet of Tom Brady kissing his son. And there's like pretty much an argument going around in the whole world that it's inappropriate. And he was locking lips with his son for too long.
What?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No.
Yeah, it's everywhere right now.
Really?
Yeah,
and what does it look like to you?
I feel
it
like
look inappropriate?
I I feel like it's not, it's okay to kiss your son or your daughter to a certain age. I feel like his son's a little old, and they did lock lips for like a, more than like 3 seconds.
Wow. And my question is, how old is his son?
He looks like he might be like 6 or 7.
6 or 7. And I who could be took wrong. This video?
He took a picture and posted it. Or it was
no,
a
but
video.
If it's a picture, how do you know how long
I think
was?
Tom Brady posted a video.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and then people are like, ew, I'm going to go to his IG right now and see if it's on there.
You need to check it out and see what's going on there.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on. Wow. But it was weird because the debate is, to what age is it okay for you to lock lips with your kiddo?
Your kid. Wow. That's weird, but you know, what does it mean? I don't know, it's your kid, you know? Do whatever the f*** you want as long as you're him, right?
Yeah.
Imagine, I can't imagine that it means any more to him.
No, I don't think Tom Brady is a creep.
Hold on in, do you want to take
yeah,
it?
Let's
we
take
only
it.
Have a couple minutes left, though.
Yeah.
So good morning in the air, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Ed, how are you?
Hey, Danny, I love you so much. I'm a huge fan from Houston, Texas.
Oh, thanks for tuning in. Wow, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. I heard you guys speaking on the Tom Brady situation, and I actually saw it on TMZ yesterday, and I just wanted to share my opinion on it.
Yeah.
So where was it? Was it a video? Was it a picture? Like, I'm just reading it, but I didn't actually see it. Oh,
yeah,
wait, no,
it was
it was
a video that he put on his Instagram where it looked like he was getting like a massage or something, and he asked his son for a kiss and his son gave him like a quick peck and then like tried to like go away. But then his dad was like, no, you know, hey, that wasn't long enough for me. So, you know, come back and give me another one.
I'm actually watching it right now, and they did definitely locked lips for way too long. It made me uncomfortable. Do you want to watch it?
Yes, wow. I know.
Here.
When I saw it, it was really, really awkward. I'm like, okay.
That's like a kiss you give your boyfriend when he's leaving for work.
It does look very
gay.
It's just very weird because that's his kid. And his kid actually looks like he's 10. I thought he was younger than that. But his kid is old.
Right.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
But is that a kiss?
That's why
I don't know. It just
awkward.
It looks like a game. It looks like the kid was like licking him or something.
There's no lips.
It doesn't look like a kiss.
No, that's a kiss. That's really? They are locking lips for sure.
Okay. Well, if they are, it's really weird.
Oh my god!
Exactly,
so funny.
And it was also worse because you can tell that his son was kind of uncomfortable too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, the whole situation was just weird.
That actually makes me want him to lose the Super Bowl just for being creepy beforehand.
Oh my god!
That's crazy to me. I mean, to each his own parenting skills, you know. But that was that video was very weird to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Caller,
what is your name again? First name.
My name is Kenitria.
Oh, hi, Kenitria. Thank you for calling. You're in Texas. Where in Texas are you?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
What time is it over there?
It is 12:48 p.m.
Okay, so there's a two-hour time difference.
Yeah, two-hour difference, and she's spending her afternoon listening to us. Aww.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so nice.
Yes, because I saw Danny posted on her Instagram. I support everything that Danny does.
Oh.
How come? What do you like about her?
I binge-watch her YouTube. I love your YouTube, Danny.
Oh,
your story times, girl. Love.
Thank you so much.
No
I appreciate
problem.
It. I feel like a lot of people hate me. He got an email yesterday saying that they're disappointed in his choice of co-host. And I'm like, that girl can literally find a bridge and jump off.
Yeah. Not everybody's happy, but that's okay. We get new listeners
that
are cool.
I know. Well, I appreciate you. Send me a DM on Instagram, girl.
Oh, my God, Danny. Okay, thank you so much. I will. My at name is at Kate Kinshay, so please look out for it, okay?
I will, for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you so
All
much
right,
for calling
you.
Us. All right.
Bye,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Aww, that
yeah,
makes my
you see,
heart
you
melt.
Got your fans are coming
yeah.
with you. There
see,
you
I
go.
Appreciate people like that. I don't appreciate people that come at me sideways.
Yeah,
but I love people that actually like enjoy when
right,
I talk.
Right, but no,
and speak.
I mean, I'm hungry for some people to call in to be haters on you on the show.
Oh my god, yes,
I will rip him a new asshole.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us. Danny, thanks again, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, everybody, enjoy your weekend. Football, Super Bowl, whatever. Surfing if you're here in L.A. because the weather is absolutely amazing.
Yep.
And we'll see you all on Monday.
Bye.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.